Let's open our Bibles to 2 Kings chapter 7. This morning, amen, praise God. Are you glad to be here in this place? Hallelujah. 2 Kings chapter 7 and verses 3 onwards. This message, I believe, was entitled, God can work a miracle in your situation. And He can turn things around. The hopeless situation, He can make it, hallelujah, fruitful, hopeful, and blessed. God can turn your situation around. That's the message. God can work on your behalf and set you free and bring you to a liberty. That's the message this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you are glad that God is actively involved in your life? Amen. Jesus is Lord. Amen. God can turn around. Now, I like the word which Oral Roberts said. He said, 24 hours from now, you can be on the top. You might be sitting there right in the gutter, but 24 hours from now, if you believe in Jesus Christ, you can be right there on the top. And I've got no doubts about that. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I like the word which Benin uses describing Hebrews 7, 24, 25, where he says, Jesus is able to save you to the uttermost. That's what the word of God says. He says, from the guttermost to the uttermost. Amen. Right from the bottom to the top. Hallelujah. Right from being a weak person to walking in the strength of God. Right from walking in defeat to walking in victory. Turn around completely, absolutely. One manifestation of God in your life can turn things around completely. Ha ha. Walking into a place with unbelief and going out with full of faith. Walking in bondage and going out in freedom. And that's the message. Coming together in shambles, life shambles, family all around broken. But going forth out, hallelujah, with the hand of the Lord touching every area and the unity of God moving through. God is actively involved in every situation of your life. Does a mother forget a child or a woman a suckling child? Yes, even if they should forget and forsake, yet I will never forsake you, for I have carved you on the palm of my hand. Hallelujah. He's carved you on the palm of his hand. How can he forget you? How can he show disinterest in the situation that you are in? He will never, hallelujah, aren't you glad he will never? He sees exactly what is happening for you. And this message is on how we can come back right onto top. A turnaround. Turn. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. And 2 Kings chapter 7 and verse 3. Now there were four leprous men at the entrance of the gate, and they said to one another, why are we sitting here until we die? Hallelujah, blessed be the name of Jesus. Let me give you a backdrop of this message. When you read 2 Kings chapter 6 and verse chapter 7, you will find on the 24th verse, Ben-Hadad, the 6th chapter, 24th verse, Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, gathered all his army and went up and besieged Samaria. And there was a great famine in Samaria. A hopeless situation, a famine. A famine is when you don't have things going well for you. You can have a famine in your spirit. Are you with me? Having not enough of the word of God there. You can have a famine in your relationships. Having no fruitfulness in your relationship. Marrying but not enjoying marriage. You can have a famine in your finances. Not having a sufficiency. You can have a famine in your studies. Not getting into that fruitfulness that God wants you to be getting into. So here, there was a severe famine in the land. The famine was so intense. The famine was so bad. That when you read the 6th chapter, you will find one woman, the king of Israel, is walking down the street and a woman is crying and saying, King, help us. And the king is asking, why should I help you? What is happening? If the law will not help us, how can I help you? And suddenly this woman is saying, listen, yesterday my neighbor told me, we have so much of famine here, we don't have food here. So today you sacrifice your son. You kill your son and you give us and we will share and eat. And we'll have a meal, and we'll have a good meal. And tomorrow I will sacrifice my son. And I gave my son, and we killed and ate that child. And now today is the day where she has to offer her child for us to eat because of the famine. But she's gone and hid her son. And this the king began to weep. The king began to cry and he said, where is the prophet of God? Where is that man of God, Elijah? Well, the king was not a good man. But here is what the prophet is saying. The 7th chapter and verse 1. That's the background of the story. The prophet Elijah, I like that man, Elijah. Who? Then Elijah said, hear the word of the Lord. Amen. Thus says the Lord, tomorrow about this time, that is 24 hours, tomorrow by this time, a sea of fine flour shall be sold for a shekel, and 2 seas of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria. Hallelujah. Tomorrow by this time, you won't say there is not food, but tomorrow by this time, hallelujah, blessed be the name of the Lord, there shall be plenty. There shall be plenty. And once again, there shall be some trading going on tomorrow by this time. Tomorrow by this time. Hear me this, hear this well. 7th chapter and verse 1 says, hear the word of the Lord. If you want to turn around in a situation that you are in, the number one thing that needs to happen for this, hear the word of God. There is nothing impossible with God. With God, all things are possible. And God works through His word. That's why the devil is called the word snatcher. He tries to snatch away, rob away the word of God. Because he knows if you should hang on to that word, then you have come through. If you should just hang on to that word in faith, you have come through. Now listen to this. 7th chapter and verse 2. Are you with me this morning, please? So an officer on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, look, if the Lord could make windows in heaven, could this thing be? And he said, the prophet said, in fact, you shall see it with your eyes, but you shall not eat of it. The official who was sitting by the king, an unbeliever, God has spoken His word. And he is looking to the circumstance and situation. He says, you don't know how the rubber prices are now. You don't know what the IT industry is like. You don't know the temptation that is coming upon this TV these days. You don't know the mess that we are in. You look to the situation, it is really messy. You don't know the situation. Can you imagine that? God has spoken His word and this man is looking to the circumstance, allowing reason to be his God, and he is allowing the circumstance to dictate to him. The circumstance should never dictate to a child of God as a child of God should dictate to the circumstance. We've got an anointing working inside of us. We've got an anointing of truth, the word of God, hallelujah, that is able to turn things around. You are the prophet of your own life. What you prophesy will come to pass. If you prophesy forth from your lips, defeat, disaster, backsliding, miserableness in every area of your life, it will come to pass because you are a prophet when you are a child of God. That's why the devil would love us to look at the situations. See, the situations are never as frightening when you look to the word of God. And trust the word more than the situation. Every time I go through a messy situation, I say, Lord, let me not allow this circumstance and situation to dictate faith to me. Let me look to your word. Let me look to your word. The word of God was spoken. This man moved in unbelief. Amen. How many of you with me this morning? Well, come to the third verse. Now there were 4 leprous men at the entrance of the gate, and they said to one another, why are we sitting here until we die? The fourth was on, amen, praise God, hallelujah. If we say we will enter the city, The famine is in the city and we shall die there. And if we sit here, we die also. Whatever we do, we will die. Some people are like that mentality. No matter how much of hope you try to put into them by the word of God, no matter how much of faith you try to speak to them from the word of God, their attitude is always, whatever we do, we will die. Pastor, you don't know the situation. After all, you are so young, you are not married, you don't have children. Just leave, get up in the morning, read the Bible, go preach. What problem? But hallelujah, blessed be the name of Jesus. We don't want to be in that mentality. Amen. Now therefore, come, let us surrender to the army of the Syrians. If they keep us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die. And they rose to light to go to the camp of the Syrians. And when they had come to the outskirts of the Syrian camp, to their surprise, no one was there. For the Lord had caused the army of the Syrians to hear the noise of chariots and the noise of horses, the noise of a great army. So they said to one another, look, the king of Israel has hired against us the kings of the Hittites, the kings of the Egyptians to attack us. Therefore they arose and fled at light and left the camp intact, their tents, their horses, their donkeys, and they fled for their lives. Now underline the 8th verse. And when these lepers came to the outskirts of the camp, they went into one tent and ate and drank, and carried from it silver and gold and clothing, and went and hid them. Then they came back and entered another tent, and carried some from there also, and went and hid it. Then they said to one another, we are not doing what is right. This day is a day of good news, and we remain silent. If we wait until morning light, some punishment will come upon us. And therefore, come, let us go and tell the king's household. Can you imagine it? The day the word was ministered by Elijah, God did something upon the camp of the enemy. The enemy is running away, leaving their tents, leaving their gold, leaving their cattle, leaving everything that they own right there. How many of you know the word of God says the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous in Proverbs 13? They are leaving everything and they are running away. And so here they don't even have a battle at hand. All they have to do is go and pick up what they need and enjoy it. Let me tell you, my brother, my sister, this one thing. 2,000 years ago, Jesus has made every provision available for you. It's a done deal concerning your salvation that Jesus did for you on Calvary's cross. When we speak about salvation, what we mean is the word saved, I told you always, comes from a Greek word called sozo. Yes, oh, is it oh? Sozo means completedness. It means wholeness. It means perfected. Nothing broken, nothing missing. Everything that concerns your life, everything that concerns your life, whether it be spiritual, emotional, physical, material, relationship, ministry, it is done for you 2,000 years ago. And when you take the word of God upon your lips, when you believe the word of God and speak it over that situation, over that circumstance, everything just turns around. Because what is created was created out of the world. Hear me well. What was created out of the word of God. And so when you utter that word out, you will suddenly find things beginning to turn around. Situation completely turning around. The victory is already yours. Let's look through a couple of scriptures here. Jeremiah 31. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, give us revelation knowledge in this place today. 31 chapter and verse 13. And Then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, and the young men and the old together. For I will turn, underline that word turn, I will turn their mourning to joy. Underline that word mourning to joy. Not M-O-R-N-I-N-G. Hallelujah, praise God. M-O-U-R. Mourning to joy. How many of you with me this morning, please? What will he do? What will he turn around? Mourning to joy. Mourning to joy. Are you in mourning this morning? Hallelujah. Praise God. For the 24 hours, you are in joy. He will turn mourning to joy. Say that with me. Mourning to joy. Amen. Mourning to joy. That's one, two. Why will he turn mourning to joy? Well, here, look at this. There was a famine in that land. Are you with me? There was a famine in that land. Everything looked hopeless. People were eating human beings. But God is turning the mourning of those lepers into joy by giving them a surplus. God is giving them a surplus. They are the only guys who had the nerve to go into that camp. And God is giving them a surplus. Now, listen to me well. Why is God doing that? Open with me to Psalms 37 and verse 19. This is powerful. This is something which you should never forget ever in your life. Psalms 37 and verse 19. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time. And the day of famine, they shall have an abundance. Whew. Come on. In the day of famine, who shall have? The ones that belong to the Lord. The ones that walk with God. The ones who believe the word of God. Listen, the criteria is the ones who believe the word of God. They shall have an abundance in the time of famine. When everybody is speaking about stagnation in church, the ministry of Jesus Christ will have fruitfulness. Amen. Praise God. When everybody is speaking about business going as a failure, the child of God will rise up and stand and say, in the midst of, hallelujah, poverty and famine, I shall have an abundance. Because God. And when you begin to say out forth the word of faith, you will find God just turning around that situation and bringing through. I have seen that in my life. And I will give you why I have seen that with one scripture. Open with me to Deuteronomy chapter 23. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The 23rd chapter and verse 5. Are you there? Are you there? If you are, say, I am there. Nevertheless, the Lord your God would not listen to Balaam. But the Lord your God turned the curse into a blessing for you. Because the Lord your God loves you. What did he turn? He turned the curse into a blessing. Balaam is cursing the people of Israel. And while Balaam is cursing, God is saying, every curse that this is making, I'm going to turn it into a blessing. I'm going to turn into a blessing. There are some lives in this place. You have been cursed by your parents. You've been cursed by your neighbors. You've been cursed by your ancestors. You've been cursed by your teachers. You've been cursed by your elders. You've been cursed around all the while. Let me tell you one good thing. God is going to turn those curses into a blessing and bring in fruitfulness into your life this morning. I had that in my life at one time. Always going about looking for an encouragement, looking for somebody to say a nice good word, and people speaking all abuse against you. People always speaking negativity against you, saying you're going to be a failure. Nothing's going to ever come to pass. Nothing that you do will ever click. Nothing will bring forth any joy into your life. Everything people saying, everything. Curses. Cursing with their lips. Cursing with their life. As a matter of fact, I had a time when a man of God, I thought he was a man of God, I don't know, whom I looked up to, began to curse me. And I walked in complete struggle in my inward being, discouragement, despair. Sat there crying and saying, "Oh God, how will this be? How will this be? Will these things come to pass?" I began to sit and cry before the Lord. Then the Lord told me, "Son, stand up. Don't you know this truth? I became a curse for you on the cross, that you might be redeemed from the curse and might walk in the blessing of Abraham." And I love that scripture, Galatians 3:13-14. I would take that scripture and I would see myself standing before the Lord in faith. And I would say, "Lord, all of these things that have been said over my life, Lord, that I'll be a failure. Nothing good will ever come out of my life. That I won't even move out of the city. As a matter of fact, I won't even walk properly. People said I'm going to go insane. The ministry is going to blow up." Can you imagine that? And I said, "Lord, here I am, looking to your cross. Knowing that every curse, you're going to turn it out into a blessing." That's why I love to be a messenger, that I can go for the anointing of God and bless me. At times I rebuke them, but hallelujah, that's for them to get a greater blessing. But I love that, the heart of God, to see his people blessed. I said, "Lord, no matter what people say, Lord, I'm glad that you're going to turn every curse into a blessing." Look at your neighbor and say, "Every curse, oh my life, is going to be a blessing. Because Jesus died for me. And he took my place. In Jesus' name. Amen." I don't know what you've been going through. Hallelujah. But let me tell you this morning. Hallelujah. Your fields will flourish. Your families will be united. There will be love and fruitfulness in your marriage. You will see your children growing up to good age. Growing in the grace and wisdom of God. You will see your grandchildren sitting on your lap and playing with you. Hallelujah. Let me bless you this morning for some time. Hallelujah. Oh, you will not be fatherless or motherless. Hallelujah. God won't leave you as orphans. God will uphold you with his right hand up. You will be blessed in every area. You won't walk in a destructive spirit. You will walk in the blessing of God. You will be an encouragement to many. Let me bless you this morning. Soak in that blessing. Hallelujah. Your life will not be shallow, but will have the enlargement of God. You will not be bound, but you will be released to walk in the fruitfulness of God. You won't be tied down, but you will be liberated to walk in the liberty of God. I bless you in the name of the Lord. I bless you in the name of the Lord. I bless you in the name of the Lord this morning. You will have no lack, but you will have all sufficiency in Christ and multiplying of grace within your soul. You will have rejoicing abounding upon your heart. You will have the glory of God move through. You will not walk in shallowness, but you will have the plenty of the latter rain upon your souls. Your soul shall be satisfied with the good of the Lord and with the goodness of the land. And you will walk as a living testimony unto God. You shall be the salt of the earth. You shall be the city on the hill. You shall be the light of the world. You shall stand forth in the glory of God and minister the glory of God unto many. You shall stand in the power of the risen Lord and work wonders in the mighty name of Jesus. I bless you. I turn your curses into blessings today. You shall not be destroyed, but I shall have life everlasting. Your business shall be blessed. Your fruitfulness shall come forth, and you shall multiply in the goodness of God. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow you. Hallelujah. All the days of your life, and you shall dwell in the house of the Lord all through the days of your life. The blessing of God will turn every curse into a blessing. You will be healthy, no sickness shall come. For he will take away sickness out of your camp. And your life shall be healthy in the Lord. The wholeness of God. I bless you in the name of God. Amen. Faithfulness shall be stirred up inside of you. You shall be a man of integrity. Truth shall uphold you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Oh, rejoice in the Lord. Woo! Woo! Ha 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 ha. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mighty Jesus. Mighty Jesus. Mighty Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, Psalms 30 and verse 11. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The 11th verse. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. Some of you are going to be great dancers. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You're going to be great dancers. Hallelujah. This shall be a dancing congregation. We will dance unto the Lord. We shall dance in our homes. We shall dance on the streets. Hallelujah. We are a dancing congregation. Amen. God has turned our mourning into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth. Hallelujah. Praise God and clothed me with gladness. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes, the other days, one of my team members was staying with me and he asked me, why do you make a lot of noise when you're having your bath? I mean, why are you laughing all the time? I said, God has turned my morning into dancing again. Hallelujah. He's given me a garment of gladness. Amen. Praise God. Every time you go through a situation, you have two options. You can either look to that circumstance or you can look to the word of God. That's why I always make it a habit to say forth, praise God. When people bring in some bad report and say, you're finished, I say, praise God. You don't know against whom you're speaking. Hallelujah. Jesus is my Redeemer. Praise God. If God be for me, who can be against me? Amen. You need to do that. Amen. You need to do that. You get up in the morning and know that God has turned your morning into dancing. He's put off your sackcloth and given you gladness. He's given you gladness. Amen. Praise God. Shall we stand in the presence of the Lord? I want you to soak in some of the blessings of God this morning. Oh, hallelujah. There's a special anointing. I don't know what it is, but there's something strange that I'm feeling on me. Lift your hands and with releasing faith, rejoice in God. Setting you free completely. He's turned your slavery into freedom. You will have freedom in Christ from now on. Tomorrow morning when you get up, you will find that the urge to sin is completely gone. That addiction to that habit is completely gone. That bondage is broken by the blood of Jesus. I speak it out now. Jesus' name. Oh, Rada, Mashakatar Pula Lemakaria. Antal duda ne kara mashital duda karakya. Dura lava shikharatan durdere kabariya. Milkadu karatan dija bashika. Let your right hand be upon your people, Father. Let your right hand be upon each one of them. May they be strong in you. Oh, kalabai kadale. Ula lava shikadal dudare bashika. Oh, ruda lava shika. Oh, ruda lava shika. Oh, there are seven people here whom God is setting you free from this contamination, that condemned feeling that you've been going through, plaguing you, the guilt and the shame and the condemnation fear that's been plaguing your mind. He's setting you free from that. He's setting you free. You will find that as much as you were harassed by condemnation, you will have joy of the Lord flowing through in double measure, overflowing into your life from now on. Oh, Rudalava, Shandal Kevara Dukhanegava, Mishandal Podigaratan Nidile. May your right hand be upon your people, Father. Keep them strong for thy name and for thy glory. Bless and send them. In your hands are coming each one of them. May they know that Jesus Christ is Lord, and may they be in his Lordship. May your precious blood, Jesus, speak upon their lives, and may they move in the liberty and freedom. May faith arise in their hearts, and may they walk in the glory of God. With your hands, I commit them in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus set you free. Walk in the liberty of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen.